This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Anna Bertha Vila. Date of birth, February the 24th, 1964. Case ID number is 6313983. Date of exam, March the 21st, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from the height of Alamo, dated 9/21/2023. Identifying information, this is a 60-year-old separated female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of open fracture of the left ankle / fractured rib / right knee pain, comma, chest pain / shortness of breath, comma, hypertension, comma, and anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2022, where she was an inspector of tomatoes for 13 years. During the time she worked 12 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives alone in a house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, open fracture of the left ankle / fractured rib / right knee pain. Number two, chest pain / shortness of breath. Number three, hypertension. Number four, anxiety. History of allegations. Number one, open fracture of the left ankle / fractured rib / right knee pain. The claimant states that on November the 14th, 2022, she fell at a friend's house and she injured her right knee, her left ankle, and sustained fractures of the left side of her rib cage. She was diagnosed with a right knee sprain and possible dislocation, comma, a open fracture of the left ankle, comma, and fractures of the left rib cage. The claimant went on to have surgery, which was performed on November the 14th, 2022, where they did an open reduction internal fixation of the left ankle. Hardware was removed on 8/9/23, and then the claimant developed an osteomyelitis, cellulitis, and sepsis from that left knee, and treatment had to be performed on September the 3rd, 2023. She received therapy for 2 months. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. At the present time, she is unable to walk, comma, stand, comma, climb stairs, comma, squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 2 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or use a skillet at this time. Her physician is Dr. Fulp. The claimant did present with a wheelchair that she states that she uses all the time. She's presently on ibuprofen, 400 milligrams. PRN is needed for pain. On January the 26th, 23, evaluation was done on her left tibia fibula area, and it was found to be normal. She did have a left foot and ankle fracture, noted as to be a stabilized fracture at that time. However, the claimant went on to develop a cellulitis, osteomyelitis, and an abscess formation of the left ankle from the surgical site. It is also noted that the claimant has not been able to recover in the sense of being able to ambulate, secondary to the left leg being 2 inches shorter than the right leg. Her condition is not stable at this time and is guarded. Allegation number 2, chest pain / shortness of breath, secondary to fractures of the left ribs. The claimant states that on November 14, 2022, when she fell and slipped at her friend's house, she also fractured ribs on the left rib cage. She now suffers from symptoms of asthma and shortness of breath, secondary to the fractures of the left ribs. The claimant is unable to walk or climb stairs at this time, but states that talking, resting, and sometimes seasonal changes do affect her ability to breathe. She is morbidly obese at this time. She denies any history of smoking. She was in the hospital in 2023 for 1 day, secondary to having difficulty breathing. She has not been intubated, and she is presently on inhalers. She is on albuterol sulfate, 90 mil equivalents, 2 puffs BID for shortness of breath. She was diagnosed with asthma secondary to fracture of the ribs on the left side. Her oxygen saturation was 95%, and she did not appear to be short of breath at this visit. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2014, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and left-sided headaches, especially in her eye area. She states her vision is blurred and she does not have glasses at this time. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. She is presently taking lisinopril 10 milligrams POQD, and her blood pressure at this visit was 157 over 93 mmHg, which is borderline high. However, she does appear to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, anxiety / depression. The claimant states that since her accident on November 14, 2022, she has suffered from sadness, crying spells, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, decreased appetite, apathy, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, anger, and helplessness. The claimant was very disturbed with the fact that her physician did not want to treat her because of lack of funds or secondary to not having a good insurance. She was very cooperative and pleasant at this visit and appears to be struggling at this time. She only takes a bath once a week, secondary to having difficulty in bathing herself. She does not have a provider and has no one to help her at home. She does brush her teeth every day. Her attention and concentration were good. Her mannerisms were normal. Her speech rate, clarity, tone, and articulation were normal but slow and depressed. Her memory appeared to be somewhat decreased, but her thought process were normal. She denies any hallucinations and denies seeing shadows or hearing voices. She denies any suicidal thoughts or attempts. Her mood was depressed for the time. She was hospitalized in 2023, secondary to panic attacks. She felt like she was all alone and there was nobody to take care of her. She has 3 children that have not communicated much with her. She denies any substance abuse. Her medications include hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 25 milligrams BID, Belsoma, 10 milligrams QHS, and citrulline, 25 milligrams QD. She is not working at this time, secondary to the accident, but appears to be able to take care of herself. She does have multiple problems, and she has not been able to ambulate because of her leg. Family history. Her mother is alive. I'm sorry, her mother died at the age of 64 from dementia and cancer of the stomach. She has a brother who died at the age of 56 in his sleep. Her father died at the age of 62 from a myocardial infarction. He had hypertension and diabetes. Medications, citrulline, 25 milligrams QD, lisinopril, 10 milligrams QD, hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 25 milligrams BID, albuterol sulfate, 90 micrograms per actuation, 2 puffs, Q4 to 6 hours as needed for respiratory problems, Belsomra, 10 milligrams, QHS prior to going to bed, medical problems, hypertension, comma, atherosclerosis/heart disease, comma, asthma, comma, anxiety/depression, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, open reduction internal fixation of the left ankle on November 14, 2022. Fixation removed on 8/9/23. The claimant developed a cellulitis, osteomyelitis of the left ankle on September 3, 2023, and was hospitalized for 2 months for treatment and physical therapy. The claimant also has a history of a C-section times 1. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0. Weight, 226 pounds. Height, 5 feet 3 inches. BP, 157 over 93 mmHg. Heart rate, 74 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 95%. BMI, 40. General, this is a 60-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age and is in acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination in a wheelchair. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The last two sentences, visual acuity was mildly abnormal, confrontational visual fields were grossly normal, Snellen vision, OD uncorrected was 20/50, pinhole is 20/30, OS uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/40, binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant did not present with glasses at this time and does not have any at home. Could you drop down to abdomen at the after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical exam was difficult. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has evidence of a left open reduction internal fixation of the left ankle with a 20-centimeter circular scar noted of the left ankle. She also has marked swelling around the ankle as well. Her left leg is shorter than her right leg by 4 centimeters. And the claimant is unable to ambulate or walk with both legs at this time, secondary to the discrepancy. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant does have, after the last sentence, multiple tattoos. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent, but her mood was severely depressed and anxious for the time. She did have clear thought processes, but her memory was decreased. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally at +2. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was abnormal, and she was only able to stand for a few seconds with wheelchair support. She did present in a wheelchair and needs to use it all the time. She is unable to ambulate because her left leg is 4 centimeters shorter than her right leg and has not been corrected with any kind of prosthesis. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal and not evaluated, secondary to not being able to get up on the examination table. The Romer sign was also not evaluated. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the left lower extremity. Marked joint swelling was noted of the left ankle. No erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was unable to perform a flexion of the lumbar spine and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and right lower extremities. The claimant does have difficulty with ranges of motion of her left ankle at this time. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. We were unable to perform a supine straight leg raise, secondary to the claimant being wheelchair bound. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the left lower extremity. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, but especially of the right knee, where the claimant appears to have difficulty with stability. It was difficult to evaluate. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes and is unable to walk at a tandem rate at this time. She could not stand on 1 foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires a wheelchair at all times. And although she received 2 months of physical therapy in a rehab center, she is still unable to ambulate. Neurological, Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the left lower leg. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms noted. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the upper extremities and plus 3 over 5 for the left lower extremity and plus 4 over 5 for the right lower extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the left lower extremity, where the claimant has deformity of the left ankle with shortening of her leg of 2 inches. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and some limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to dysfunction of her left lower leg, secondary to a open reduction internal fixation of the left ankle fracture with poor results. Probable diagnoses, number 1, open fracture of the left ankle / fractured rib / right knee pain, has been treated with surgery, and the claimant appears to have poor function of the left ankle area with shortening of her leg and is unable to ambulate. She has had fractures of the left side of her ribs, which have healed and are no longer giving her any pain. She claims she has right knee instability, which has not been evaluated. Allegation number 2, chest pain / shortness of breath, secondary to left rib fractures, - normal physical exam at this time. The claimant no longer has pain of the left side of her chest. Allegation number 3, hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 157 over 93 mmHg. Allegation number 4, anxiety / depression is being treated at this time. The claimant appears to be stable, but does not have very much supportive care or friends at this time to help her with her condition. She may benefit from having a provider to help her with her daily living needs at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Anna Bertha Villa.